proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. We return to the book of Daniel and our look back at the future. In our study of Daniel chapter 9, we pick up with Gabriel's prophecy. He introduces a new figure whom he refers to as Messiah the Prince. The first thing he said was this, quote, "After 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself," unquote. What meaning did this cryptic language intend to convey? Gabriel's allusion should refer to the vicarious nature of Jesus Christ's atonement, in the sense of not for himself being cut off. In looking at the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 53, we read that God's servant, quote, "was cut off out of the land of the living, and that for the transgression of my people was he stricken," unquote. The atoning death of the God's servant would benefit all of mankind. As Peter put it in the second chapter of his first epistle, Jesus Christ, quote, "his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed," unquote. That latter sentence further tying in with the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 53. Yet that final phrase in the 9th chapter of Daniel about cut off not for himself could also allude to the promised messianic kingdom and be translated as, quote, "nothing shall be to him," unquote. Suppose Jesus Christ's Jewish contemporaries had accepted him as Messiah. Could he have established his kingdom at that time? Not immediately, but he could have established his kingdom in an imminent future time. However, this is conjecture. The Jewish people has generally rejected Jesus Christ. As the Savior pointed out to Pontius Pilate in John chapter 18, quote, "Now is my kingdom not from hence," unquote. The Lord's first coming failed to usher in the promised kingdom. Gabriel thus could have intended to say that Jesus Christ had nothing, at least in the way of a kingdom, after his death. The remainder of the 70 weeks prophecy in Daniel deals with events fulfilled in past history. Past history, although from Daniel's perspective, these events still lay in the future. Quote, "The street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublous times," unquote. These events occurred during the first 6 weeks of 42 years of Daniel's prophecy. They began with Nehemiah's rebuilding of the walls in Jerusalem, which soon followed the king's command to return to Jerusalem in B.C. 444. Gabriel went on to say that, quote, "the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary," unquote. This happened in A.D. 70 with Roman armies under the command of Titus, the son of the emperor Vespasian. Titus's forces ransacked Jerusalem and burned down with the temple. Gabriel added that, quote, "the end thereof shall be with a flood," unquote. God employed a similar metaphor in the 11th chapter of Daniel when he said, quote, "with the arms of a flood shall they be overflown from before him and shall be broken, yea, also the prince of the covenant," unquote. This in reference to the work of the Antichrist in the latter days. The figure of speech emphasized the suddenness and enormity of the destruction suffered by the victims. Gabriel added that, quote, "unto the end of the war desolations are determined," unquote. According to Luke 23, Jesus Christ pointed to a time of suffering in the future. He told the assembled crowds in Jerusalem that, quote, "the days are coming in which they shall say, blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bear, and the paps that never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us," unquote. Revelation chapter 6 described these future events, the outpouring of God's wrath on a Christ-rejecting world. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.